I hate just throwing away $800 a year for something where there is a need in both departments.
So that need a second?
Needs a second.
I'll second it.
Excellent.
So I envision one living at the police department, one living at DPW, unless...
Until they want to move them, because they can basically pull them around, yeah.
So, as a point of order for the council, if I may?
Absolutely.
So, the way the motion was written, then, if you look at page 20 in your packet, the middle of the page, there was the top of the page, there was a paragraph there that shows the full motion if you were to add anything. So, what he's added then fits in right there, three lines from the end where it says, list the items and amounts. So you've now got a motion with a second with it in. So if anybody else intends to add anything, you would make a motion to amend the motion to then add what you want to add in to the list of changes. And so you will deal with any further changes as an amendment to the motion. And at the end, you'd be left with one final motion.
So we're not voting on this.
They didn't adopt budgets yet, so
they're right.
Amending a motion if there's been no motion.
No, you just had... His Alderman Taylor read it, moved to approve the motion as presented, replacing. So he's just made this full motion. And so he's got a motion with a second on the budget ordinance.
Barber's number two.
I believe that's how I did it. If I'm mistaken, please correct me.
We just want to add $10,000, which to basically, so we get at least two of these. If not, they come back and with, you know, and plus,
So my question is, did he make a motion to adopt the ordinance adopting all of the budgets? Because I don't think the audience...
Plus.
And that's why I stopped, because it was written motion to approve the motion as presented, replacing. So he was using this full motion and inserting what he
wants.
Anybody in the audience...
Right. I'm trying to make an amendment to add this in. And once that's adopted, then if someone wants to make a motion to adopt the whole budget, is that right, Madam Clerk? Can I just make a motion to add this in?
Well, Mark wrote it.
I know he did.
So
I know
I'm
he did.
I'm saying...
I didn't write it.
Normally, we adopt the ordinance, and then they make amendments to it.
No, so, once you adopt the ordinance, it's adopted.
But it says as amended, so...
So we have to amend it before we adopt it.
I was believing.
I just want to make sure that.
And I was believing. The way I wrote
that.
His motion, moved to approve the motion as presented. So he's moved the motion as presented here, which provides for the inserting.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I understood him to have done that. The motion as presented, which was this motion.
Okay. So. Listen, I have no problem making the motion for the budget. I'm supporting this budget. I haven't supported the last few for a number of reasons. This is, I like this budget. I mean, we addressed some public safety issues, addressed some administration issues. I think, you know, obviously it definitely helped that we had the landfill siting money, which was a long time coming, but finally it's here. So I thought this was well thought out. You know, what we talked earlier about capital, the roads program, I mean, we definitely have to keep that going. Obviously, what we did with the revolving equipment, that's another issue where, you know, if we run out of money, then when that ladder truck goes, I mean, we're planning for all these things. This budget was, I think, did an excellent job of putting us in a good position long term, as long as we can continue to do those, as long as we don't get a curveball thrown our way. So I don't have a problem making the overall motion and adding this. I'm just trying to add $10,000 to solve for a problem. That's maybe not a big problem, but I just can't see throwing money away to some outside company when it's something our city needs, actually, to help our residents.
So let me do this. First of all, I agree with you, and then we're going to start the conversation on the tent at some point now.
I agree. Right. That's where every year the Civic Celebration spends at least, I know the bill is probably bigger because there's chairs and tables and that, but like $10,000 on tents. I've been on the Civic Celebration minus 1 year, 12 years, so 11 years now that we've been planning for this. And we could have built a very nice pavilion with a nice metal roof and just excellent, the same size as that big white tent. We'd own it. We could rent out that space for weddings or whatever we want to do. Instead, we have given that money away to Arenas America or who was it before. So, like, this kind of stops doing that, and eventually we should say, we have this landfill siting money. Let's do something with it. Let's say the landfill built this. In Oak Creek, the power plant built a city hall and a fire station and a library. Here we have a landfill. What are we going to say 20 years from now? What did it do? Roads, you know, kept the operation running, fire truck here. You don't know. Here's something we could build because of it. Anyways.
So thank you, Alderman Taylor, and thank the Civic Celebrations Commission. This is really what I think the committees ought to be doing, is thinking about how to, in addition to doing their jobs, thinking about how they can do it more efficiently. Mr. State Attorney, and then I've got a comment, and then Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't have an issue with the list of items as referenced in the draft motion by the city administrator being listed by separate motions prior to the motion to adopt the ordinance adopting the budget. So you have a list of items, and then the motion, they can be incorporated into that draft motion that to adopt the entire budget with those changes at the end.
All right, so I guess the motion that I made was for the amendment to add the $10,000 for mobile message sign boards subject to council approval. And I believe Alderman Barber seconded it.
See, here's the issue, though. You're amending something that doesn't exist yet. So you make the motion to include in the budget, right?
That's what you're saying, Madam Clerk. I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2019 and everything on the top of page 20.
Second.
Then I'll make. Oh, do we need to vote on that?
But not as amended.
Just standalone. Standalone. Now that that's there, can I make a motion to amend?
Well, we got to vote on it. We got a motion and a second. So
now I can make.
Now motion. You can amend it.
Now I'll make. I'm going to make an amendment to add $10,000.
The main motion didn't pass.
Oh, you want us to vote
and
on
then
it?
You, and then you have an adopted budget, and it takes a 2/3 to change, which is why. Why not move on any specific items? It's not amending the budget. It's amending the content of what's before the council with regard to a budget adoption.
Okay, so withdraw your motion, and then the motion is to amend the recommendation.
Right. Which is, right, okay. So can we go back 10 minutes now?
Without objection, the motion's withdrawn.
Yes.
Any objections? Okay, all right. Alderman Taylor.
All right. I'm making a motion to amend the recommended motion of adding $10,000 at a message board, people. It's a message board.
It's 10 grand. Just, how do you want it, Jesse?
I'll second the message board.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a good thing, folks. Sorry it's sausage being made, though.
Then we vote on that, and if that's approved, then we can vote on the overall.
That's what I just said, but you're not amending.
I'm making it
moving to add this change
amendment
to what's before the Common Council within the budget.
Right.
It's amending. I'm amending. I'm amending that. I'm adding to it.
Or making a change.
I'm adding to this.
Okay. Been moved and seconded to add the 10 grand for the message board to the budget as proposed. Okay. On this one or the next one?
I was actually going to say what the city attorney said, and then I was going to say it would be most appropriate, instead of saying the one there or the one there, to read the motions into the microphone so we all know what we're voting on.
But we don't have that just yet.
Right.
Okay.
Those were all my
points.
On the
motion to add the 10K for the message board to the budget, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any other changes anticipated for the budget? Okay. Is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2019, whatever it's going to be, an ordinance adopting the 2020 annual budgets for the general, civic celebrations, St. Martin's Fair, donations, grant, solid waste collection, sanitary sewer, capital outlay, equipment replacement, street improvement, capital improvement, debt service, development, utility development, TID 3, TID 4, TID 5, TID 6, and 7, and the internal service funds, and establish tax levy and other revenue for the city of Franklin and establishing a solid waste fee, including and accepting the italicized numbers to reflect the requested corrections and changes as prior motion, as indicated in the Common Council action sheet.
So moved.
Second.
We clean?
You left off the end, which is important, which adjustments be incorporated in the final form of the ordinance and the official budget appropriation unions document is determined by the director of administration. That lets us
I
get
read
a clean
the council actions.
No.
All right, let's do this again. Still, you got to do it right because it's the budget. It's 25 grand.
I'll withdraw.
25 grand. We just argued for 10 grand.
25 million. Is there a motion to adopt 2019, whatever it's going to be, an ordinance adopting the 2020 annual budgets for the General Civic Celebration, St. Martin's Fair, donations, grant, solid waste collection, sanitary sewer, capital outlay, equipment replacement, street improvement, capital improvement, debt service, development, utility development, TID 3, TID 4, TID 5, TID 6, TID 7, and internal service funds, and establishing the tax levy and other revenue for the City of Franklin, and establishing the solid waste fee, with the corrections as presented and with the following adjustments, which is Alderman Taylor's $10,000 for board, which adjustments shall be incorporated in the final form and ordinance and official budget appropriation units document as determined by the Director of Administration.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Alderman Liberta.
So I'll just point out that the reference to with corrections is presented. If you look at the council action sheet, there are four items listed. For example, there is a transfer out in the utility development fund for $120,000 because we had the transfer in. We had to have the matching transfer out. So
these are technical balances. Changes.
Technical changes one through four,
okay,
but
Mark.
Important.
Good enough.
And the top of page 20. So those corrections in the ordinance in the packet are the ones that are in italics. So the motion then includes those corrections showing the numbers in italics. I want to make sure that record indicated that.
All right. Alderman, push your buttons. Kristen. Madam Clerk, roll call.
We get discussion first, don't we?
Sure.
Alderman Miller. A motion in a second. It was tough to see exactly where the amendment from the Committee of the Whole played out in the presentation tonight, but in the mayor's budget he had for public safety officers, public safety period, $344,860. That was amended, I don't remember if that's what the total was, $344,860, and cost of $15,000 for non-personnel. We added one police officer, we added one battalion chief, which I'm not sure that that's the way I would have wanted to go, but chief tells us that will be a more than a placeholder position, so I'm okay with those. But then we added $89,000 for Department of Ed Administration assistant. We've never discussed that here. We've never had a debate on it here. Every year, fire department comes and requests more personnel. Every year the police department comes and requests more personnel. Okay, so we're moving toward that. We've never discussed, we've never debated, we've never talked about director of administration assistant. The mayor is his day-to-day supervisor. If he felt that that was a priority, it should have been in the original budget. It was not because the mayor felt public safety was more of a priority. We're going ahead of the mayor here and we're reducing that public safety. So as long as that amendment stays in, I'm going to be a no on this budget.
Okay. You're absolutely correct that I was going for three public safety positions. Frankly, I consider the heavy equipment operator a public safety position. But going on the recommendation of the two chiefs, they felt they could get maximum exposure by what's being proposed and potentially passed tonight. And in conversations with several other department heads and some aldermen, we did talk about unjamming the log jam at the Department of Administration. So that was discussed rather significantly on a couple of occasions. So I stand by the changes that the aldermen have chosen to make. I agree that this is a good budget, and it was made better by the changes made by the aldermen. So, Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. So this was talked about here. When the mayor presented his budget, there was the safety position, that dollar amount allotted. And if you go back, and I don't have to listen to the tape of the meeting because I remember I was here, you brought up the fact that some additional help, an assistant for the director of administration, would be necessary if we could figure out a way. I remember you clearly saying that. It wasn't something that I brought up. It was something the mayor mentioned. So when I took the time right away, like 2 days after this meeting, met with both chiefs, sat in Chief Oliva's office at the police station, had the conversation, because remember it was like, listen, you're going to leave it up to us to figure out what to do. You guys are the professionals. You guys present something to us. So you did. And we talked about it. And that's where, in that conversation that I had, they said, that's not a bad idea. There is a log jam. So it was where I was saying, you guys tell me what you want to do. Do you need two cops or one firefighter or two firefighters and one cop? Like, where do you want to go? And it was, we could really use an officer. We could use a battalion chief. And I think you should look at addressing this situation because there's stuff that sits on Mark's desk. So I actually listened to the two chiefs in the city of Franklin, chief of police, the chief and the fire chief, and they said this was good. So I walked out of that meeting saying, hey, Steve, Mayor Olson, what do you think about this as an amendment? I'll support it, and I'll support the budget because of this meeting. And you're like, sounds good to me. Call Mark, said here. And then also, one of the other items was the taking care of the police department with the merit pay and stepping in that, and that's coming up here later on. So that entire amendment that I brought in prior to going to publication was from the meeting with the two chiefs. And we had the conversation here. And it passed 5-1. Or actually, yeah, 5 yes, 1 abstention. So it was discussed.
Alderman Mayor?
I talked to the chiefs the following day, and they expressed the same. The line was a bottleneck at Mark's position. But that shouldn't be up to taking public safety funding to solve that problem in director of administration. I know Mark does a great job. I know he's very busy, but this should have been thought about sooner if it's necessary. We shouldn't be taking public safety money and putting it toward administrative costs, increasing the size of government, basically. So I understand that you need it, but we've never really had the discussion. Just bringing it up as an amendment and the mayor saying it's a good idea doesn't do it. It needs to be discussed further. So my one vote is my one vote.
And it's a valid position.
It is, Your Honor. Actually, I would disagree. Where is that in any way, shape, or form public safety money? It's not coming from public safety. This was a pot of money that we got from landfill siting that the mayor said, I'd like to put it here. He could have called it anything. It's not public safety money. Just because he labeled it something, he could have labeled it free cash. Or, you know, excess money, whatever you want to call it. But it wasn't public. This was not taken for public safety. This was new money from landfill siting. Nowhere was it ever spent before on anything. Nothing. New money.
Alderman Mayor, and then Alderman Wilhelm, and then I think we'll move on.
The mayor felt it was more of a priority to put that money toward public safety. It was not spent. It wasn't put on anything, but it was designated for public safety. It should have stayed at public safety. If we have a problem with administration, we need to solve that issue elsewhere, not taking from public safety that was designated, earmarked as public safety.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, with the landfill siting fees, I guess they're going to be here for a while, but typically I've always heard that don't take money that you don't know it's all going to be there to sustain items, and so I think this, what we have here is sort of a compromise where departments are getting a little bit what they need, and hopefully adding the position for Liberta will move some of the projects along. I do want to also have the mayor to consider if there's any additional assistance as the year goes on for clerk services, that be considered, because they are our first line for constituents, for aldermen, for staff. It's the go-to resource for many people. And the duties in that department have greatly increased, and we have elections coming up as well. So please consider that as something I would like you to watch for.
Duly noted. As much as I like people to believe that I am the host of all good ideas, I'm not. This particular idea, although it came late in the budget cycle, was a good idea, and I think it's a great idea, and let's implement it. So, given that, Alderman, your microphones, please. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. It requires only 4 affirmative votes, so we have a new budget. Thank you very much. Alderman Mayer, I do appreciate your comments. So let's move on to item G2, resolution approving awarding the sale of $12,470,000 in taxable general obligation corporate bonds. This will be Ms. Gunderson and Mr. Ratzenberg.
If it's on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item G2 is before you this evening to accept bids on a $12,470,000 requested bond bid. Ms. Gunderson from Ellers and Associates is here this evening to discuss the results of that invitation to bid on the city's bonds. And with that, I think, Don, if you are ready, I'll let you explain the results of those bids.
Certainly. Thank you. You've received 2 documents this evening. The clerk provided you with a copy of a resolution that was prepared this afternoon by your bond attorneys. It's incorporated the results of today's sale. So when you're taking consideration for the action, while your agenda identifies the sale for $12,470,000, the resolution has been updated to an amount of $12,360,000 taxable general obligation community development bonds. So as was mentioned by your finance director, we accepted bids this morning at 10:30 on 2 issues for the city of Franklin. One of them was this general obligation taxable community development bonds series 2019C. This is to finance projects within your tax increment districts, number 5 and number 7, a portion of which is a refinancing or a permanent takeout of a note anticipation note that was done for the initial infrastructure in tax increment district number 5. So pleased to report that subsequent to the authorization from this body to proceed with the sale, met with Moody's Investor Service to conduct a credit rating review. Moody's did affirm the city's AA2 rating, which is a very positive rating and certainly translates into interest on your issue and interest rates. So with today's sale, in the sale day report, the first page following the cover, we received 6 bids. Our low bid, which is the determination of the winning bid because it's the lowest cost of capital, came from Piper Jaffray out of Minneapolis. We have a comparison between our high bid and our low bid. Our low bid, we benchmark these on what is called a TIC or a true interest cost. Our low bid was at 2.6477. Our high bid was 2.8. The difference between the two in terms of interest expense is like $222,000. So it's an illustration of the benefit of doing a competitive sale process. As in the past, Bond Trust Services will serve as the paying agent on the issue. We do have a call provision that we can prepay this debt at a future date. And based upon the bidding that came in and our estimate in terms of cost, we were able to downsize the issue by $110,000. So that's why that resolution you're considering is lower, because we reduced the principal on the overall issue. Ultimately, your action this evening will be to consider that resolution that was provided today by your bond attorney, but I'll take a moment to walk through the rest of the schedules here.
Excuse me one second, Mayor. Can I have a second? I apologize for interrupting.
That's
Mayor, I have an emergency. I need to leave. I'll be back as soon as I can, if I can be. Just want to call your attention to item 9. I totally support that. That should have been done already for the alerting system.
So thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayer has left his seat at essentially 7:41. He came back, and now he's leaving. So. Okay, Dawn, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. On page 3 of this document, we've tabulated the bids that we did receive. They're in order of the lowest bid to the highest bid. And as I mentioned, the TIC is the determination of that. And on each of these bids, you'll see that on the far right of the schedule. So we received a bid from Piper out of Minneapolis, Baird out of Milwaukee, BOK Financial out of Milwaukee, Northland Securities out of Minneapolis, Raymond James out of Memphis, and Third Securities out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So that's the tabulation of the bids. On page 5, we've provided a side-by-side comparison. Now, these schedules will be similar in both of the documents, but for now, we're talking about the C issue on the left. And this is the determining factor down at the bottom. You'll see the adjustment in size. It's primarily due to issuance expenses and the underwriter discount, which is, or the underwriter fee, which is a bid item, came in much lower than, so the bidding not only was for interest rates, but also the underwriter discount. Those are the primary reasons why we were able to reduce the principal amount of the bonds. The page 6 kind of gives us the highlight of the changes. Again, we're talking about the taxable C issue, which is the first set of pink columns. And draw your attention to the bottom of that schedule. We reduced the principal by $110,000. Our interest came in $71,000 lower than our planning. So overall, from our planning estimates, this issue will be undertaken at a cost of $181,000 less than the estimates we had at the time we authorized the sale. This issue will affect the tax levy for the city because it's all anticipated to be supported by tax increment revenues. We've broken out the issue and the allocation on page 7. As I mentioned, it's for districts 5 and 7. There's an infrastructure cost for district 5, which is the $3,225,000. There's an infrastructure for TID 7, $2,060,000. There's a portion in TID 5 that was a current refunding of that NAN to lock it into permanent interest rates of $4,045,000, and the portion that's being provided as a mortgage loan to the developer in TID 7 for $3,030,000. The combination of those makes up the total structure and sizing of the $12,360,000.